Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from Pella Chamber of Commerce Director Karen Eichen. She's going to tell us about holiday shopping in Pella and also about some of the events going on downtown to bring more shoppers into the area. All right, well, Karen, it's the holiday shopping season, and it's a time when a lot of shopping goes on as opposed to it normally does, and that's important for small businesses. Can you tell me the benefits of shopping locally during the holiday season?
Well, first and foremost, I think for just the individual, it saves them time and a lot of frustration because we don't have the commutes and the traffic, so just convenience sake. But more importantly, it does benefit the economy of the community. Those stores that you love to see here, when you spend your dollars there, you're ensuring that they stay here. So that's the most important part. But, you know, an immediate benefit is definitely the convenience factor.
And I can think of a lot of holiday shopping ideas for our local stores. Maybe if you have someone who knows you live in Pella and knows a little bit about the culture, or someone who maybe used to live here and would like a memento for later.
You know, we have such a wide variety of stores that you really could get a gift for anyone. Everything from things they can eat to things they can hang up, sit on, wear. You know, it really is something that covers the gamut. So no matter who it is, you can find a gift here. And it's fun just to look around and see what is all available, because a lot of the things that you can find here, you can't find other places.
And one of the biggest shopping weekends we just passed with Small Business Saturday and Black Friday. Have you heard from some of the businesses if they saw any increased traffic?
Well, for anyone who was downtown and just saw the sheer number of cars and people, know that it was very successful. I have visited with some of the store owners, different businesses, even the banks, who saw an increase in traffic. So it was a great time, and I just want to thank everybody for supporting our local businesses and Small Business Saturday.
And we want to continue that through the holiday season, and there's going to be some extra opportunities to do that. There's going to be some extended hours.
We do. Our retail community will be open extended hours from now through Christmas on Thursday and Friday evenings till 7. So you can go after work, before dinner, grab those gifts that you do need, and also extra hours on Saturday, at least until 4 in the afternoon. So great time to pick some things up. And we do have additional events to entertain the family as well. This coming Friday evening, there will be free carriage rides, starting at the informational windmill in Central Park from 5 to 7. Again, those are free rides, so we want everybody to take advantage of that. They will be going around the downtown area, so you can see all the great lights, as well as Santa will be at the windmill from 5 to 7. So it's a great opportunity for children to get to see Santa and tell them all the things that they would like to receive for Christmas.
So it's not just you can come downtown and shop, you can make a whole evening out of visiting downtown.
It's great for families and couples, singles, it doesn't really matter. We have things for everyone to do. Also Friday evening, there's lots of different activities going on community-wide, so it'll be a perfect opportunity to come down and experience some of Pella.
And one of the other things they can do during those extended hours is they can visit the Christmas Walk at the Historical Village, which not a lot of people get to see at night.
It's brand new this year, and thank you to the Historical Village and their board. They are opening up the courtyard to the public for people to enjoy the beautiful light displays. Those hours will be Thursdays and Fridays till 7, same as the extended retail hours. So if you want to see great light display, take the kids through. It's a free will donation, so feel free. You do enter through the Interpretive Center. That's the building attached to the big Vermeer windmill. The gift shop will be open as well, so if you want to do some shopping while you're there, I'm sure they would appreciate that as well.
So with so much going on, do you see that we've had people from outside the community coming to Pella to see everything, and then they do some shopping here as well?
We do see a lot of visitors come to Pella for the holiday season. We also do place a lot of advertising in different communities around Pella to let them know that Pella is open for the holidays and it's a great place. So we are seeing that advertising work, which is always fantastic. But yeah, Pella is a great destination for visitors, and we do encourage them to come.
Well, real quick, what is your favorite of the holiday events here in Pella?
You know, I don't know if I have a favorite because I attend many of them. And I think all of them just add to the overall Christmas experience for myself and for many people. Probably the highlight of my season this year was something that we did personally in our office, and that was to put the official tulip, the official tree on the tulip torn and light that. And it was just a fun night to see the kids singing and to see that light up and kind of kick off the holiday season.
And you guys announced something else there. There's a search for a crystal tulip going on that was announced during that.
That is true. That's another great new event. We've partnered with Brand Appeal, one of our members, and they have put together a scavenger hunt that will last until somebody finds it. There is a new clue given every day. We do post that to our Facebook account, or people can also go on to searchforthecrystaltulip.com. to find all the past clues. First one to find it receives $250 in Pella Bucks. So there is a great reward, and it's a lot of fun to try to figure those clues out.
Oh, well, good luck to those hunters, and thanks for talking with me today.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, and we've heard from Karen Eichen, Pella Chamber of Commerce Director, and she's told us about the holiday shopping season here in Pella. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.